It's March 15th, 1985, and we're still in Canonsburg. We're now talking with Charles Chaplin. Mr. Chaplin, can I ask you, where were you born?
I was born in a place called Copen in West Virginia. Just a little small town. And that's where I lived most of the time, and I was learning to play the fiddle. And I used to play for square dances all around over the country, down in that part of the country.
Mm-hmm. What year were you born?
1920.
At what point did you live there most of your life, or did you move up to
No, I only lived there until I was graduated from high school. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Baltimore. I worked for Glen L. Martin's until, that was before, during the war. And then I went from there into the Army. Mm-hmm. And I was discharged on the 23rd of January of 46.
What kind of work have you done most of your life?
Well, like I said, I worked at Glen L. Martin's. Then I worked at different factories like Fruhoff Trailer in Ohio, mm-hmm. a place called Permol. But my main job was, I used to work in construction too, building. And then I got into electronics, and I worked for RCA for 14 years, mm-hmm. up until the present time when I'm now retired.
Mm-hmm. So you've had really all different kinds of...
Sort of.
different kinds of jobs. But except for when you were in the Army, most of your life has been spent pretty much in this general area.
Well, in this general area, I've been here about, say, 15, 16 years.
In Canonsburg. Mm. Uh-huh. Do you find many people to play music with nowadays around here?
Oh, well, I have a lot of friends. We go out Friday evenings and sometimes Saturday, and have a big get together, and all kind of musicians, guitar players, banjo players, singers.
Mm-hmm. Where do they get together?
At different people's homes, like down in Houston. I go down there to Family Greens, is their name, and over on 40 going toward Uniontown, Glenn Likens. I get together with him, and sometimes he has different groups coming in there.
Mm-hmm. And this is just, you know, at home. It's not for like a club or anything.
No. Well, I did start to play for the senior citizens over in Washington, but so far I haven't got back with them. I was over there one time. Our minister down at the Methodist Church, she's a woman, and she plays the fiddle too. And during Christmas, we got together and played hymns in the church.
Now, does she play over at the Senior Citizen Center in Washington?
Mm, yes.
Because I think we may have heard her, although she wasn't playing fiddle that day. She was playing guitar. But I know that there was a woman who was a Methodist minister who was over there.
Yeah, I never heard her play the guitar, but I imagine she does play.
Mm. So when did you learn the fiddle?
Well, like I said, when I was in high school, I made myself a fiddle. Done a pretty good job on it, I guess, because the music teacher, she thought it was a factory-made fiddle. Mm-hmm. And I used that until it got busted up. And then I got a hold of another, and somehow or other, traded a guitar for it, I guess. I still got it. And that's where I learned, that fiddle is the one I learned to play on mostly.
Mm-hmm. The one that you made, what did you make it out of?
Well, I made it, the back was out of cherry, and the top and rim was spruce, and a maple neck.
Do you do a lot of woodworking, or have you done a lot of woodworking through the years?
Yeah, I've worked quite a bit in wood.
Do you still make any instruments, or have you made any?
I haven't made any for a long, not since then. I just, it'd have to be more or less a hobby, because you can buy them cheaper than you can make them.
Oh, that's for sure. That's for sure. Do you remember what the first song was you ever learned?
That'd be hard to say. That's going back too far for me.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you, how did you learn to play? Do you remember hearing a lot of other people play? You know, was there someone in your family that...
There was an old gentleman. He must have been in his 70s. His name was Bob Wine, and he lived over a big mountain where we lived down there in West Virginia, and he was really a good fiddler. I'd go over there on Sunday, and I'd sit there and listen to him play the fiddle all day, and sometimes I'd look out and it's dark, and I had a lot of woods I had to go through to get to where he lived. Mm-hmm. So I'd climb up them hills and feel my way home. I remember one night I was walking along, and his wife would give us a bottle and put kerosene in it and a rag. And that's the only light I had. I lit that. But I felt something brush me on the pants leg, and I turned around and looked at that old light. There was a big copperhead snake. I walked light from there on home.
I was going to say, what'd you do?
Yeah, he's the one that really taught me to play. And his son, who is now in his 70s, he played almost like his dad. I've got some tapes of him. We went down there, well, it was early in the winter, late in the fall, which was, and I made some tapes of him.
Mm-hmm. Just this past fall.
He is the champion old-time fiddler of West Virginia. Mm-hmm.
I remember Senator Byrd had him come to Washington for the heritage, to preserve his type of music, and he is now in, the Smithsonian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's in the Smithsonian. And he has a record, too, huh?
Yeah, I played with Senator Byrd there at the homecoming, Braxton County homecoming in West Virginia. I remember we was playing, and one of the other speakers got up to talk on the stage. Mm-hmm. So we had to get down behind a building here so it wouldn't disturb them.
When you get together with people nowadays, what kinds of songs do you mostly play?
Well, I play a lot of waltzes and some fiddle tunes, and then I back up the singers or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any ones that you really like the best?
Yeah, I've got some favorites, but I don't know. You just, maybe today one will sound better and tomorrow it will be different, you know.
You were just showing me before the fiddlist right behind you there. You want to tell Dave a little bit about it?
Well, I bought that fiddle out at Strickler's Barn out there at the Old Time Fiddlers Association. This old man, his name is Woods. He had two violins there, and he said they're both for sale. And I tried one of them out, and it sounded pretty good, and I tried this one out, but I like this one the best. So he wanted $400 for it, and that's what I paid him for the fiddle. No bow or case or anything, just a fiddle. I have three other ones, but this one's the best one of all of them.
Mm-hmm. And you were saying that it's, who made it?
F.E., I think. Let's see. You can hardly see it there, but I think it's F.E. Woods. And it's pasted down in on the inside, dude. It's hard to see in the dark.
Is he down in Greene County?
No, he's from Fairmont, West Virginia.
Oh, he's from Fairmont. Mm-hmm.
He said that the wood that the fiddle was made out of come out of a tree that stood down the street from his house. They cut it down and it seasoned out, I guess, and he got the wood out of that for the fiddle. Mm-hmm. This part of it and the rim.
That's beautifully made.
And the neck.
I don't know, would you, you said that you had, the other bow that you were using, it, something happened.
Yeah, but this one
here, I
can use this one, it's not too good, but it serves a purpose. I was playing last night, I brought it in here, and all at once the hairs started getting loose, and kept right on the way this all come out.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's one of your favorite songs, because I'd love to hear it.
Well, I like, say, St. Anne's Reel or something like that. 4 miles to Cumberland, that's a good one. And, Twin Sisters, and Moon Behind the Mountain, a lot of them old tunes.
Can you play one of them for it?
Yeah, Eddie, get the guitar and sort of back me up a little bit here. It helps keep time.
Go ahead.
Sure.
I don't know whether we have on tape who Eddie is. Why don't you just say
that? Oh. Eddie, the one that's backing me up on the guitar, is my son, Eddie Chaplin.
Thank you. that too.
That's great.
Let's see. Try that Twin Sisters. Kiddy. Probably as old as any of them around, Soldier Joy.
song, where does that come from?
Well, that's another one I learned off of Melvin Mines.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all the history I've got of Huntsville.
Mr. Chaplin, does Eddie play with you very much? Because it feels like you do.
He's played with him
quite a lot.
Played since he was 8 years old. Well, let's see, we got one here, we call it. Gambler's Hornpipe, I guess. Guitar and the playing.
Figured I was.
Okay, here's... Ida Red.
Transcribed, you mean? Written down?
No.
Copyright?
Copyright, that's a word. Thanks.
Ball them cabbage down, that's a good one. Thank you. night walks. Chick's waltz. That doesn't sound much like a waltz, but that's what you call it.
Take a couple pictures?
Well, I guess. Don't break the camera.
Eddie, I wanted to ask you, how old are you now?
I'm 19.
And do you still, when your dad goes to various places to play, do you go with him or do you?
Well, I get once in a while. I just moved back here not too long ago, so I used to spell it all every week and get someone.
He was working in Ohio for a while and got laid off out there, so I guess come back here for a while. Yeah, we used to play together a lot, but I haven't played much myself here lately. I've got arthritis in my shoulders and arms, so it's almost painful trying to play.
When you get together to play these days, which are the, is there a particular number that a lot of people like to play up here that might be different from the ones you learned?
Yeah, there is a difference between the tunes you most generally play in West Virginia and up here. And a lot of it is Canadian music that they have up here. There's all kind of styles of playing. I stick to most of the old times fiddling.
Can you play that one for us?
I can try it. I might.
Chaplin, do you play anything?
Everybody's a musician in this group, you know. I go to Anchorage and so on. I go along. Sometimes they let me sing. Sometimes they close me up, you know. But they haven't let me play the bass. Just open strings. Charles says I keep time. That's, you know. I have fun with it, but I know. I haven't learned to play.
When you sing, what kind of things do you sing?
Religious songs, like Amazing Grace and stuff like that.
Would you like to sing one?
Oh, no you don't. No. No, I have my interest. I paint and worked in display in New York and so on. I had an art training, an art background, an appreciation of art. But somehow I always wanted to learn to play the piano. My fingers itch, but it's pretty late to start. And well, we never go to the piano. So, outside of that, Charlton, Eddie's been teaching me little things about notes and stuff like that. And Charles was teaching me, what a note is, you know. I had no music training whatsoever, although my mother played. She played piano, seriously. But,
who in the family plays a banjo?
Charles plays practically every string instrument, including a rubber band. I mean, he can get music on a rubber band. Yeah, really. Anything on strings.
Would you play a little on the banjo for us? Can you?
Oh, I don't know. Like I said, I got arthritis in my arms. I can play a little bit on the fiddle.
That's why I was asking. Whether you...
Mm-hmm.
name of that?
It's a hymn. Oh, it's a town near the home far away from my...
Yeah, sounds good.